Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Daryl Ryder joins us, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
I know Mac was in your ear there trying to say, you know, they're you know, fibbing here, but you don't sound like you're in a bad mood. This is two straight times he's got it wrong. He's like a weatherman in Cleveland.
Might need to get some better sources there, Nick.
Look at that. Well, I mean, he's the only one I got because he talks to you before he puts you on air.
You just take that for what it's worth, then.
So how you feeling?
How's it going, Daryl?
What was your biggest gripe with the Cavs game 2 loss last night?
Where do I begin?
No, I said the biggest one. That's where you begin.
Well, the fact that they couldn't even inbound the basketball last night with the game on the line was just absolutely ridiculous. Look, I thought this is why they made the coaching change, right? This is what we griped about JB Bickerstaff, what the late game execution or lack thereof. They didn't lose that game last night because they were shorthanded. They basically gave away an all-time great performance from Donovan Mitchell, who, oh, by the way, himself was playing hurt all night with a calf injury. And the basics of the game seemed to escape them at the most important time, not boxing out on free throws, can't inbound the ball, can't get the ball up the floor. Bad all around.
It's good. I was worried that Daryl was going to just like pour gasoline on a fire. And
yeah, no, he's never known for that. Yeah. So that's a good measured take there, Daryl. We appreciate that.
Just like with Nick and his hot takes, right? Score more runs than the other team and you win the game, right?
You got the idea. I'll tell you this one. Interceptions are bad.
Yes, they are. I can confirm. Sources confirm.
You're welcome for that one, friend.
hey, Daryl, do you feel like Donovan should be taking more flack today than maybe he is for what happened down the stretch of late in the fourth quarter? Everything down from what could have been a technical foul that was not a technical foul?
Yeah, I mean, he made two critical mistakes. He acknowledged last night he should have had the one rebound. It went through his hands. The charge or the offensive foul up the floor there. I'll be honest with you. I think that, and I'm not making excuses because I've seen some stuff. That was a new one last night. So congratulations to the Cavaliers. I had not seen that one before. But I do feel like the physical fatigue caused mental fatigue. And both of those led to the physical mistakes that were made last night. I would direct my criticism more so at the supporting cast for not doing more to help Donovan Mitchell out. Ty Jerome, he played basketball last night as badly as I've seen about 35 Browns quarterbacks play the sport of football. It was that bad. And he might be costing it. He's had a terrible series so far. But unfortunately, the Cavaliers are doing nothing to quash the narrative that they're a bunch of marshmallows. What did Kenny Atkinson talk about last night? And I'm not talking about the injury complaints. We can talk about that if you want. But, oh, they're grabbing and pulling and holding. And that's playoff basketball. That's not the officiating. But he's clearly making, you know, note to mention that multiple times. So he is complaining about it. And, well, I don't know. How about you guys? Why wasn't Tristan Thompson put on the floor for rebounding and to send a message and to protect guys? Like,
that's your takeaway from last night, is Tristan Thompson didn't play?
No, that's not my take. My takeaway is they just basically gave a game away that they should have won.
They were without three of their top six players. They shouldn't have won the game. They shouldn't have been in a position to win the game
Nick,
in the first place.
They were up by 20 points. They were up by 7 points with a minute and three on the clock.
And by the way, the 20 points thing, that was
wait a minute. You're making excuses for them? Are you kidding me?
There's no excuse here. See, this is the problem. They lost a game that they had no business being in front of there.
I'm curious,
by the way, because you said there's no excuses, they shouldn't have. They shouldn't have been in a position to win the game. Like, this is, like, yes, it sucks.
They entered the game as 5.5-point favorites, Nick.
And they shouldn't have been. I guarantee you, if we'd found out that Darius and the other two starters were gone 5 hours before the game instead of 40 minutes before the game, I guarantee you they would have been 5.5-point favorites.
I think they're already is it 1.5 or is it 2.5 points, Daryl, for game three? And that's with the expectation that those three won't be playing.
I haven't looked at the lines, Jonathan. I leave that to you. But I'll tell you this. I knew they weren't playing when Kenny Atkinson went off on his rant on Monday. Mm. And then it was confirmed that they weren't playing when, unsolicited, he dropped another 5 golden minutes about it yesterday before the game.
So you weren't surprised that they didn't play?
No, not the least bit shocked that those guys didn't play.
A heads up next time would have been nice, Daryl. Tell us that. When you get that on Monday, let us in on that, please.
Well, wait a minute. I believe Nick had some words about me panicking about it yesterday before the game. Now you know why I was panicking, Nick.
Wait. You're panicking about them being three men down in a game that they should have won.
But they should have won that.
So now you're panicking about they lost.
Yes. All of the above. Yes.
Is the series over, Daryl?
I also like confirmation bias.
Is the series over in your mind?
No, it's not. But
we thought about that longer than we
like. Kind of went Mick Jagger there. No,
no,
no. But I have to qualify it. If they don't have any of those three guys back Friday night, I just don't have an expectation that they're going to come back and win the series.
You did your Mulaney of Mick Jagger.
I did. Yeah.
Not funny.
By the way, way to go out on a limb there. Yeah, hey, if they don't have those three guys that they lost without in game two, I don't see them getting back in this series.
I think you're the last person to be talking about sitting out there on limbs there, Nicholas.
Just because they don't hold my weight doesn't mean I can't go out on a limb occasionally. Occasionally.
Let the record reflect, you said that, not me. I was going to be nice today. I was going to leave the fat jokes alone. So,
do you like the new renderings? Well, sorry, the new old renderings of what a renovated Cleveland Browns stadium would look like on the lakefront?
So when I was shown that about 3 years ago, I said to the source at the time, I said, that's lipstick on a pig. It's pretty. But it doesn't solve the problem. So my feelings on that particular rendering and what they came up with, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. It's nice.
No, it's not.
It doesn't solve the problem. It really doesn't.
You've seen that for 2 years. You wouldn't think after the Haslams came out with their just an incredible rendering that they wanted to have in Brook Park. You'd think maybe they'd update the renderings and make it just a little bit nicer or better?
Well, no. So that rendering is like 4 years old.
It's not even two years old. It's 4 years old.
So the rendering that Cleveland Scene published today, it is authentic. It is accurate. That was pre-Brook Park, when the Haslams were full go on the lakefront. And then, oh, by the way, hint to the politicians, I don't know, maybe like don't stop cooperating with the team and then complain when the team blows you off and goes and figures out another plan. How about that? Like, how about telling that part of the story? Because the Haslams tried to get cooperation from political leaders 4 and 5 years ago to redo that lakefront, and they kept getting stonewalled about it. And so now you got guys like Chris Ronayne clutching their pearls, taking victory laps and saying, thank you very much that we got this rendering leaked out of what was originally proposed and everybody should be excited about. And again, it doesn't solve the problem. You're not going to get to use that building much more than you can use it now. It'll just be nicer, prettier, and accommodate the rich people. That's what it'll accomplish. And oh, by the way, you still won't be able to get to it. And stop telling me about all the economic damage done when the stadium has been surrounded by parking lots for three decades. Shut up already.
So it sounds like, if we were to sum this up, right, it sounds like what you're saying is that dog won't hunt.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
And I'd say something else, but I'm not allowed to say that on the air, so I won't.
Which one is it?
Full of something.
So am I replacing the full or am I replacing the something?
I think the something part of it.
The something?
I think the something part of it.
The fact that you even had to ask that question, Nick, I have to give you credit for.
I also might be full of something.
Again, you said it, not me.
Full of quite a lot of things. Pizza at the moment. all right, so I was trying to help the big dog, Chris Ronayne, as we're going to call him from now on. I was trying to help him because, like, these renderings, I mean, are we ripping off Ridgefield? Are we ripping off the Cavs? So
the Cavs.
I know that these are the actual Browns renderings, not Chris Ronayne's.
No, this came from HKS Architects. They're the same folks that designed the Barn Dominium for Brook Park and did the Viking Stadium and a couple others around the country. That's those folks.
I did my part by having ChatGPT. Adding fireworks in the background.
Yes.
How much
yes.
value do you think, or how much better is my rendering with the fireworks versus their fireworkless rendering?
I would say infinitely better, because I can look at the fireworks and enjoy those rather than looking at what they wanted to do to the stadium.
Give the people what the people want.
You always need fireworks and renderings. That's like the key of renderings, Daryl.
Right, like how do you omit fireworks from renderings? I mean, that's just a horrible job. But here's the irony, right? The stadium with the roof on it, they did put fireworks in that one.
Of course.
Remember that?
I lost track of the conversation. What did you say?
I said that the stadium with a roof, those renderings, they included the fireworks.
It's almost like they wanted that one and all, like, more than the other one.
Well, originally they wanted the other one, and then they went to Minnesota and saw that dome and said, we want one of those instead. That's what happened.
They saw what poll tabs could buy. That was the key there.
Mm. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's already, by the way, Minnesota already paid that building off, too, with the poll tabs.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like we
should
be able to do...
And they say getting on the poll doesn't pay.
Easy now. That was very well done, but easy now. So... within new developments with different stadiums across the country, Daryl, I feel like I see you every other day complaining or talking about some new stadium and something being built. Does that impact us at all?
Well, yeah, it does. It's an arms race. Washington's dome that is going to be built on the RFK site, they're going to be trying to compete for the same events that the Browns would want to compete for. And I wouldn't say complaining. I'm frustrated with the politicians. Like, we have such great infrastructure here. We have such a great city. We have so many amazing assets. And we have so many great people here, too. Like Destination Cleveland and the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission that bring all these wonderful events here. Imagine what those folks could do if they had a dome at their disposal, right? Indianapolis has built an economy around Lucas Oil Stadium. Now, I won't say that Detroit's been able to do that with Ford Field, but Ford Field attracts more things than we do here in Cleveland. And my contention is, what you're basically saying is, you have no interest in competing with any other city for the Big Ten championships, which, by the way, these are all things that the Commanders put out there that they're going to compete for with this new building. College football playoffs and championship games, the Final Four, Final Four regionals. The regionals were in Indianapolis this year again. You don't want to compete for major concert tours. That's what you're saying, but you're fine sticking with the same building that hasn't worked for 30 years, that the politicians messed up in its conception back in the 1990s. And is the reason why they do need a new building, or they need over $1 billion pumped into the existing building. They've done nothing with the lakefront to develop. The Rock Hall's been there since 1995, and the only thing that they put there was the Science Center. That's it, a world-class destination, and they did nothing with the lakefront. And now they have the audacity to bemoan the devastating impact that the Browns would produce if they moved across from the airport, which, by the way, it was announced they're pumping $2 billion into redoing that over the next 7 years. So, and someone should tell Chris Ronayne, you're not the mayor of the city of Cleveland. You're the Cuyahoga County executive. And last time I checked, Brook Park's in the county. The Browns aren't going out to Medina County. They're not going to Richfield and Summit County.
We'd welcome them in Wadsworth, by the way.
You would, right? Okay. I mean, the folks that are against this are acting like that they proposed to build this thing in a cornfield somewhere in the middle of nowhere. There's two interstates, an RTA line, infrastructure. You actually have to put three times more infrastructure into the lakefront to make that more accessible than you do if they put the dome in Brook Park. The infrastructure costs are infinitely lesser than the hundreds of millions of dollars in infrastructure it needs done to that lakefront. And who wants a renovated stadium? And originally the Browns kind of wanted to do this with the city and the county and make this one big happy project for the lakefront, but they didn't get cooperation after, by the way, spending their money to come up with all the plans for it, because the city of Cleveland asked them to do that. Frank Jackson's administration, they spent north of $4 million to come up with this. And then, you know, obviously there was a change in administrations, and when Bibb came in, he had other priorities until all of a sudden the Browns like, Lisa's clock is ticking here. We got to get this done. And Bibb just sat on his hands. And then they're like, oh yeah, we'll, you know, do our own lakefront thing instead of working with the Browns. So I laugh at the political leadership in this region right now. Yes, when you're talking about the kind of money that's being asked for from taxpayers and the funding sources, yeah, should absolutely be debated and talked about. But the conversation has been disingenuous from day one, in my view.
Daryl, dynamic stuff. I have no idea why Max said you were in a bad mood. You
Fantastic.
Had a great great disposition.
11 out of 10, no notes.
Us. I mean, you know, you were wrong in the Cavs stuff, but you were right where you needed to be.
What do you mean I was wrong? They should have won that game last night. You're up 7 with less than a minute to go. You got to put that one away.
Somebody step on a duck. Daryl, be good, buddy.
Take care, guys.
Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot of shots fired in that one. So we're going to react to what Daryl had to say about some renderings coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I will admit that I came into the stadium debate on a one-sided spot here, in that the second that it was apparent that there just was not space to build Jimmy World, I understood that probably the best thing for the Browns was to go to Brook Park, and I think they're the only team in town that can go there. But, meaning, like, I don't think it would benefit the Cavs or Guardians to do that, because I think you would lose some people. I don't think the Browns are losing anything by moving 20 minutes down the road. But to watch I don't begrudge Cleveland Scene for putting out the renderings earlier today.
Are people mad at Cleveland Scene for that?
No, I don't think they should be. They're just communicating information.
Apparently to Daryl, it was 4 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I saw those same ones like 2 years ago.
Yeah, in the pre-show meeting, I was like, I don't think I've seen those before, but like Daryl says he saw them 2 years ago, and you're like, you've seen them. I know you've seen them.
I think you and I saw them at the same time.
We probably did, and I just forgot about it. That's how long ago it was.
So I will say I saw it at least 2 years ago. But, I mean, it's been since I've been back that I had seen them. And the funny thing is, I kind of initially was like, yeah, okay, whatever. When I saw them today, I was like, these are ugly. And, like, listen, it should be noted, they're the Browns render. The Browns paid for these renderings, so it's not like Chris Ronayne came.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Come up with these and, hey, look at these renderings. I just put this into ChatGPT. But the idea that you would put those renderings out, which are old, outdated, and also don't look good.
Isn't that kind of the point, though, if these are the Browns renderings? Because the Browns clearly want Jimmy World. They want to be able to sell this in Brook Park. So the more things you can put out that are ugly, that would make people say, you know what? If that's what's going to happen by the lake, maybe we don't need to be by the lake.
Oh, see, it's my interpretation of the entire article was it was Chris putting those out. Or, sorry, Chris or whoever's behind the Keep the Browns Downtown, of which Chris is part of that faction.
Which, again, would seem like a bad thing. It'd be the type of thing that you think the Browns would want to get out because the Browns would understand that this wouldn't help anyone that wants to keep it downtown if all you see is just a big, ugly stadium that looks like it's going nowhere.
Exactly. And I think if the goal was, let's show people what's possible, and you use renderings that don't really do anything to, like, punch it up, or, man, isn't this exciting? Like,
they didn't even give fireworks, Nick.
I mean, guys.
You don't care if you don't put fireworks in your renderings.
Renderings 101. You're not serious. Now, granted, they weren't there initially by whoever drew them, the architectural firm that drew them. You know what I did today in 5 minutes on ChatGPT?
I know what you did.
I put in the picture and
you're
said...
You're very proud of it, by the way. You've mentioned it like a lot.
Have you seen them?
No,
I mean,
we've got
3 levels of fireworks
I went to your Facebook, your Twitter. I could not find it. Where did you put it?
Oh, you know
there?
What? Here. I'm going to tweet it in the break here.
Okay.
So it was a reply to people, but that's fair.
Oh, that's how I missed it. Okay.
I have improved the renderings for... the stadium that's definitely not the stadium renovations that definitely. I'm just, you know what? At Nick Wilson says rendering with fireworks.
Did they change any of like your titles or anything? And now they're playing it like the Cleveland Browns Stadium or something like that?
No,
didn't work that way.
That'd be really funny if they did.
There's a show I like in Kansas City, and they like changed their artwork on their podcast page. And I was like, wow. Looks really, really good. I'm like, that's the guy's name Lazo. He's like, that looks really good. And then you look at it on the top, it says Church of Lazo. It's like, oh man, it's a professional show, and that's what they did.
So here's the thing. Have the political shenanigans gotten to the point where I finally think, all right, maybe that they just stall the Browns to a point? Sure. I think that is entirely possible.
Your image. By the way, great use of fireworks. The fireworks are everywhere. Love the fireworks. I want to go to that place.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go to that place. I think they changed your field. I don't know why I can tell this, but it looks like a soccer field instead of a football field.
Are you sure that's not the original renderings?
Oh, that's a bad look for the original renderings.
They just put a soccer field there?
No. They gave
you more.
So Messi can play
there and upset Columbus fans.
I'm looking at the original, and then I'm looking at yours,
for some reason in the original, for some reason in the renderings that you got from ChatGPT, they gave you much more field.
Mm.
Do you see that? Like, they're like, this guy needs more field.
No, I'm blind as a bat. I can't see a damn thing.
They also made it look like a soccer field instead of a football field.
But I do like it. I like that they got more field in it. Because I, like, that's how little
work
it took.
Yours also took away the sweets.
Well, of course they did.
You made it three levels.
You put a poor guy in charge. We're taking away the sweets here.
You clearly took away the sweets.
I'd like to point out, my only direction to ChatGPT was just add fireworks.
Also,
it wasn't take anything away.
I know,
it wasn't
but they
improve.
Did a lot of changes. You have the tiniest scoreboard I think I've ever seen in a professional stadium.
Oh, they did change. Okay, that's kind of obviously.
Like, it's like Michael Scott with his TV put on the wall. That's like a 27 incher. That's what they did for you. They just made it impossibly small.
Never heard it put like that in such a defeating way, Mac.
It also looks like it took out all of the exits. From the stands and the
Hotel
field.
Hotel California. All right? Once you enter Chris Ronayne's Cleveland Browns Stadium, you can never leave.
No. You got the one. They kept the one main entrance. You can see the one main entrance where it's parted like it's the Red Sea. And that looks like that's the only in and out in Nick's rendering.
I would like to point out. Oh, by the way, Top Dog Tailgate. I love it. I can hang out downtown because of the fireworks.
Well, fireworks seem approachable in many ways, right? It's like, okay, we can be there.
But do you see what I mean? Like, there's three levels. There's a firework going off in the lake.
I was going to say, I was just going to comment on that. The one firework that just never got off the ground.
Yeah.
It's just in the lake.
That's like a 55-year-old firework with diabetes.
Just need some help.
Yeah.
We can get it there.
We'll just call a doctor and get that right where it needs to be. There's no shame, fellas. It's 2025. Yes, we can.
Why does ChatGPT mess with so many parts of things that you don't want it to mess with?
I don't know, but I had no idea. Because here's the thing. This is the beauty of this. The only thing I saw was, fireworks. That's what I asked for. My attention to detail stopped there.
Yeah.
We could have just been talking about the fireworks in this picture, but Chris Ronayne had to put this out there.
And like, the opening is translucent, where yours is kind of like partly, but then it gets blocked a little bit too as well.
I promise you, the only edict I gave this was give me fireworks. All right? This is how Terminator happens.
ChatGPT thinks you want these things.
No, this is how Terminator happens, where you give it like, hey, I want an omelet. And they're like, how about I stab your eyes out? Like, this is how it happens. It starts with, can you put some fireworks in this photo? And then they're like, must have smaller scoreboard. Die, fatty, die. Like, that's, we're talking, this is, when it happens,
when
AI takes over humanity, we will think back to this picture and the liberties taken with this picture. All the dude wanted was some fireworks.
Did you ask? ChatGPT kind of screwed you here.
And here's the thing. I have the free version, so I can't even get re-rendered until tomorrow.
Well, so I think that's the problem, right? They just want... What do you get? We get one rendering a day?
Yeah. And we talked through some stuff today. I was feeling a specific way.
I like the idea of you not wanting to pay for it so badly that you're like... when you go throughout a day, you're going to be like, is that worth my one rendering?
Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel in a Texans uniform. I want to see what that looks like. Is that worth my one rendering?
I mean, when I got... who was the... Oh, God, Joe Flacco coming back. No. What quarterback did I do renderings of them in a Browns jersey? Oh, my God.
You're asking us to read your mind here, man.
And I'm asking me to remember something from 7 weeks ago. But I did. And then at the end, I was like, well, that doesn't look right because they put him with the wrong arm.
Yeah.
They put him in left-handed, and he's a right-handed passer. And so I was like, hey, can you do that again, only the right way? And they were like, sorry, you've exhausted your portraits for today.
I like in this version of ChatGPT and AI that we use for the renderings, I like the idea that we just kind of, it's like a Where's Waldo book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just trying to find the little differences that they would put out there.
Mac?
You did it for Tyler Shuck.
Tyler Shuck, yes! Yes!
Did he tweet it out?
Yes, he tweeted it out.
Now, is that
wrong hand and all?
No, because I think I waited 24 hours and got the right hand.
I like the idea
he
of you
looks
waiting,
majestic too.
Waiting 24 hours, and then it's like, no, you still got the wrong hand. I'll be back in 24. Yeah,
never let it be known that I will die on the dumbest hills for the dumbest bits. That literally, I get three likes on that? Did I get even three likes on that?
You got 13.
Ah!
What's the expensive version cost, or the paid version?
I don't know. I've never looked into it.
Are we costing ourselves like an Andrew Jackson here? Is that the difference between you waiting 24 hours and not waiting 24 hours?
Just never like 20 bucks? Renderings. 216-474-0092. So, if the object was to make you want the downtown stadium renovated. If you've seen the renderings, did it work? And Nick Wilson says, if you also want to see the fireworks in the picture and all the many changes ChatGPT made unsolicited, the robots are coming to kill us. And at Jay Peterlin, when we come back, quick hits on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's quick hits.
So the news we've not gotten to yet today is the Pittsburgh Steelers traded George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys. It was an early morning move. The Cowboys sending a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick and getting George Pickens and a sixth-round pick next year back. So the story, it broke on ESPN's Get Up with Mike Greenberg delivering the news.
The Cowboys and Steelers are working to finalize a trade that will send wide receiver George Pickens to Dallas in exchange for draft pick compensation.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with Family Carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
He's dropping that bomb from a plane earlier this morning. He's on an airplane, and the trade is, I didn't like the phrasing of that. The trade is expected to include a third round pick, other pick swaps.
All right. Tell me you are way too uptight without telling me your way. He didn't have to, like,
he thought it went bad, though. It didn't go bad. It would have been fine.
The first time I heard it, I was like, I don't even see. And then he started stumbling. And I was like, why did you have to correct this one?
Well, so he went to the worst possible outcome in his brain. And sometimes I've been guilty of that myself, where you're like, you say something, you think about it later, and you're like, that's innocuous. No one's going to take it there. But in his mind, when he said, dropped a bomb from a plane, I promise you he went to like Hiroshima.
Oh, see, I was thinking of the Enola Gay or something.
No, in
like
his
that.
Head, he yeah. clearly had to have gone to like Nagasaki, Hiroshima, and was like, oh no. I can't say that. And then it's like, no one thought that. It's okay.
He went Ben Stiller in Meet the Parents. You can't say bomb on an airplane. It was like, you're not on the plane, Mike. Like, you can say he dropped a bomb from a plane, and you're okay, you're not on the plane. TSA won't arrest you. You won't be tased. Yeah. It's okay.
And everyone's got an understanding. Woj. Well, Woj is Woj bombs. It's not really any Schefter bombs.
Maybe that was a Woj bomb from a plane. I'm sorry. I didn't like the phrasing there.
Maybe that was the wrongest part about all this, is that he's trying to now make it a Schefter bomb when it's always just a Woj bomb.
And by the way, Woj bombs, no effect. He's like, he'll occasionally like tweet a bomb, and I'm
oh, yeah. That is the most look at me, Louie thing you can ever envision, right?
Nobody cares about you anymore.
You're like, Woj, you wanted attention. I get that. You wanted attention.
You thought you retired for the good of your life. Go be with life, okay? Come on now.
All right, we're going to go to the I'm Paul Saive podcast for this one. Don't know anything else about that. But he had Tom Brady on.
I think it's impulsive.
Oh, really? That would make much more sense than when I was going off. Why did they spell impulsive that way?
I'm Paul Saive.
Why did they spell it I-M-P-A-U-L-S-I-V-E? I looked at this. I was like, where
because
was Tom
it's
Brady
Logan
on?
Paul's podcast.
Who is this?
Logan Paul.
This is Logan Paul's podcast?
Yes.
But it's not Logan Paul that's doing the interview.
No, he actually is in there. You just don't
see him. I don't see him in
You don't see him for most of
it. Okay, guys, this was a last second. Like, where did this clip come from? I don't know where this came from. The I'm Paul Saive podcast makes way more sense. What a dumb name for a podcast.
That's the podcast name. This is the problem here.
Yes. Because if you're reading it, it reads much more like I'm Paul Saive than impulsive. There's an A there. I-M-P-A-U-L-S-I-V-E.
What I'm an idiot. Paul Saive with the news.
What an idiot. So I clearly have no relationship to this. This is
one of the Logan brothers. This one of the Paul brothers.
It's just, yep. Sorry. All right, so I don't know their world. I don't know. I clearly don't know their world.
And it's so funny that I was just jamming up my Greenberg, and then we had our very own version of this.
Of Hiroshima.
Peterlin dropped a plane from the sky.
Should we play the clip or should we not play the clip now?
Play the clip.
All right. So it's Brady talking about him texting Shador Sanders.
I wouldn't part any evaluation process. I actually texted Shador because I know him very well. And I said, dude, like whatever happens, wherever you go, like that's your first day. Day two matters more than the draft. I was 199.
Yeah.
So who could speak on it better than me? Like what that really means. Use it as motivation. You're going to get your chances. Go take advantage of it.
By the way,
I can't get off the Heim Pulse. And then you click in their profile. It's clearly the Paul brothers.
Oh.
What an idiot name.
Oh, man. Yes. By the way, what a chotch move by Tom Brady. Hey, I made Shador's moment about me. I mean, you were pick 155. I was pick 199. So do with that what you will.
It kind of felt like Brady was trying to play hero about the whole entire thing. I think he's taken a lot of flack for being the guy that trained Shador since he was 15 years old and then not being the guy to take Shador.
I know exactly what this is.
He feels guilty.
This is damage control.
What this is?
By Buble.
You read my mind. Exactly right.
From the voice.
It's Buble and Hayden.
When Buble was terrified of the talent of Hayden Grove. And like a coward, he thought he'd be the only one to turn his chair around. Not so fast, my friend. And then Buble's like, of course. Well, you just put a little pop in it, and that's why I didn't. You're saying a little too poppy, and that's why I didn't turn around my chair.
Buble's been dead to me ever since.
Still is. I saw Hayden like a week ago. I was like, he's dead to me. And Hayden's so nice. Hayden's like, oh, we stayed in touch. He's a good guy. Hayden says all the right things. Beep, bloop, bleep, bloop.
Yes, Paul Saive?
Bleep, Buble. There, I landed the plane. What a bomb.
Omaha!
This one will be sent off for the Marconi. The Warriors took game one over the Timberwolves last night, and the vibes were immaculate for Golden State. Here's a funny post-game interaction between Buddy Hield and Jimmy Butler.
We had to make sure he got his joy back, because somehow he lost his joys. We're not going to say where he lost his joy, but somehow he lost his joy.
Why do you keep doing this? Do you even know what these are called? What are they called?
Two fingers. Are we done?
No.
Oh, no.
Air quotes. He was using air quotes, which does, I mean, this for a almost soon-to-be 40 millennial, air quotes were the thing of our generation when we were teenagers because of Austin Powers bringing them back.
Do people not use them anymore?
I
haven't used air quotes in forever.
I don't think it's mainstream anymore, which brings me to, have air quotes been out of popular circulation for so long that we don't know what they're called and we don't know how to use them properly?
Oh, wow. This is something I hadn't even considered, that the younger generation just doesn't use air quotes at all. But when's the last time you, either one of us, have used air quotes?
I don't know.
You just did it. But outside of that, when's the last time? Now it feels tempting. Now I just want to do that all the time.
I'm Pulsive.
Pulsive. Pulsive should be the name of our new journalist on the show. Like, we went, like,
we
inside,
to Pulsive.
Yeah, we went like inside info. It's like, what is
I'm
Paul Sive?
I'm here in Brook Park, and Pulsive here talking about the new stadium.
I think Pulsive actually talks like a 1920 sportscaster instead.
Hello, everybody. It's Pulsive here, coming to you from Brook Park, Ohio. Is that good?
That's exactly it. Yep, that's exactly it. By the way, you've been $1 bobbed by Anthony Alant on Twitter.
Well, what'd he say?
He doubled up the fireworks in the rendering.
Oh.
Do you see this?
That's too many fireworks.
Dare I say tripled. No such thing as too many fireworks.
I think
he tripled up the fireworks.
All right. Well, did he actually include me, or like a coward, did he run from it?
No, he tagged you in
it. Man, that's a lot of great fireworks. They changed
fireworks.
The field again, and they shrunk the scoreboard again. It's like a scoreboard, but only smaller.
It keeps getting tinier.
We got scoreboard shrinkage here, guys. What is ChatGPT doing to us? It also made the area in front of the stadium bigger. I think they might have trimmed the hedges there.
Also took away the suites. For some reason, AI wants suites not to exist in the stadium.
AI is socialist.
I don't need the extra quarter inch.
Let's see. We got to get back to the Cavs. Debilitating game 2 loss. I'm Paul Sive in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.